The country's biggest clothing chain, Gap Incorporated, is trying to dig its way out of a financial hole. Sales at the company's Gap, Old Navy, and Banana Republic stores are down, and investors are losing confidence in the business. Many blame the company's woes on the fickle nature of fashion. From Los Angeles, NPR's Mondalit Del Barco reports.
The company's earnings and sales have been on the decline for the last 20 months. Gap Inc. bonds have been downgraded to junk levels, and there's talk of closing stores. Still, Gap's chief financial officer, Heidi Kuhn, sounded hopeful in this recorded message after December sales proved better than expected.
Although business has been challenging, we're pleased with the progress that we have made in improving our cash position and reducing our debt levels. At the end of the fourth quarter, we expect our cash position to be about $800 million. We anticipate ending the quarter with a total debt position of about $2.2 billion.
And that's a tough turn for a company that's operated debt-free for most of its 33 years. The Gap was once wildly successful, growing from a single store in San Francisco in 1969 to 4,100 stores around the world today. But that just might be part of the problem.
Maybe one of the reasons why their profits are plummeting is because they're so ubiquitous. They're on every street corner.
Julie Burton is a New York City jewelry designer who shops only for bargains at The Gap.
The Gap is kind of like going along the lines of Starbucks. And if there's one on every corner, people aren't clones and they don't always want to look exactly the same.
Early on, the company was known for clean-cut, somewhat preppy khaki pants and polo shirts. Gap's customers flocked to the stores in search of basic jeans and t-shirts. But in the last 2 years, more trendy items began appearing on the racks. Things like turquoise leather jackets and hip-hugging flared jeans. Fashions that just didn't appeal to the older, long-standing Gap customers.
The fashion was really, really ugly.
Jennifer Black is senior retail industry analyst for Wells Fargo Van Casper.
Some of the merchandise looked 70s, and it was also slim-fitting. There was nothing in there that women wanted to buy. On the men's side, that was even worse.
The problem is Gap's new style wasn't pulling in the younger, trendier customers either. Retail industry analyst Elizabeth Pierce, who is a shareholder in Gap Inc., agrees the company missed the mark a number of times.
Their downfall started when they started chasing this very lucrative, teenage, trendy market. I mean, the fashion shifted. What has been popular the past couple years has been fashion. Trendy, fun kind of, you know, stuff. And you can't blame them because of the teenage demographics and the trends to try to capture some of that.
Pierce and others say chasing the potentially lucrative youth market is always risky. Fashion trends change quickly. But because the Gap's clothing is made in factories overseas, it takes 6 to 9 months for new styles to show up in the stores. Smaller companies can restock their stores every 6 weeks, so they have a much easier time keeping up with the changing styles. Oren Hyun is the principal buyer and co-owner of the LA chain Planet Funk.
Some of these trends they have a lifespan of just a few months and a shorter shelf life. So you're talking about, you know, between reaction time and actual time to get in the stores and sell it, you're talking about just a few months. So you really need to turn those trends quickly. So it's a fickle market. It's a market, you know, that's constantly looking for ideas and inspiration.
Hyun says Planet Funk stores stay on top of what's hot by paying close attention to what kids are wearing on the streets and in clubs, by watching music videos and reading pop culture fashion magazines. He says the latest fashion trend takes its cue from the mood around the country after the terrorist attacks of September 11th.
Anything romantic, anything with ruffles and, you know, lace trimmings and very sort of girly, soft, subtle. People are, I think, somewhat more somber and definitely more sentimental, you know, after what's happened. And I think that reflects in what people want to wear and how, and just overall how they want to feel.
As for the Gap, customers and analysts suggest the company go back to what it does best, leaving the trendy fashions to smaller boutiques. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Remembering the bugler who played at John F. Kennedy's funeral, that story is coming up on All Things Considered from NPR News.